This is the No Loan Zone podcast on RadioWannabe.com, where we look into how to help students complete a degree debt-free. My name is Janet Maltby. I'm a career counselor, and I've helped thousands of students and adults in transition make wise career choices. I believe completing a degree, pursuing passionate work, and debt-free living is key to your future. I'm here to help you on your journey, and so are my guests. This week, we look at the CCP option known as College Credit Plus. It's the program that enables high school students to receive tuition, books, and fees for free. We'll look at what it is, who it's for, and how you can enroll your child in the program. Today in our program, my special guest is Nadia Leary. Nadia is the manager of recruitment, My University, and the College Credit Plus program at Lorain County Community College. She's helped thousands of students get started in college while they're still in high school. Nadia keeps up to date on the ever-evolving changes to the program and communicates them to staff, high school personnel, and of course, interested students. Welcome to the program, Nadia Leary.
Thank you, Janet. Thanks for having me today.
You know, Nadia, this program is very well known throughout the county. But for those that are not familiar with the program, what is it and how does it benefit students?
Sure. So College Credit Plus is the sole way for students to earn both high school credit and college credit at the same time. So students would enroll in a college class, receive college credit, and then at the same time, get credit back at their high school for free. So students are essentially double dipping, but in the best of ways. They're gaining that college experience, that college knowledge, and then it is also transferring back to their high school. So they're fulfilling requirements on both ends of the spectrum.
So potentially they could graduate from high school if they started it early enough, and complete like an Associate of Arts degree at the same time.
We have, I would say, between 20 and 30 students each year that graduate with their associate degree from Lorain County Community College and their high school diploma. And actually, sometimes the way that the graduation ceremony works out, they get their associate degree first before they actually earn their high school diploma.
And how much does that cost?
$0. So the tuition, the books, any fees for students are all free under this program.
Can you give me like an example of a student that you know that it worked for them?
So one of our students was a student at Firelands High School and decided to take courses, maybe first just to start as enriching the curriculum and figuring out what he wanted to do, and then really was able to focus on his love for biology and his passion for science. And so upon his high school graduation, he had so many credits, that associate degree, that it catapulted him towards the bachelor's degree. And he ended up going through a university partnership program and finishing out the four-year degree well before 4 years. So all of those credits, you know, not only helped him for his high school experience and of course that associate degree, but it helped him eventually in the bachelor's degree too.
So he probably completed that probably by he was 20.
Yes. So that's one of our, I don't want to say a promise, but it's one of our pledges to students that through our My University program, that if they start, the pathways are pretty prescribed, but if they start in their freshman year, we have designed these pathways that they can graduate with their high school diploma and their associate degree, and then just with those two additional years, earn their bachelor's degree, so many times by age 20, and at an 80% cost savings, right? Because that whole 4 years of high school, that's all free.
Mm-hmm. I know that the key to this is to start early and to plan it out well. So these students that go through it, they're not doing this on their own. They really need some help and guidance to do this, correct?
Absolutely. And those students are college students, sure, they're college students and they're taking those college courses. They're still high school students at the same time. And so they have the support system on both ends. They continue to work with their high school counselor to make sure that all those high school graduation requirements are met. But under law, every CCP student is assigned an academic advisor. And so at LCCC, we do that as soon as they're admitted. They're working with someone that is not only connected to their high school, but also connected to the major that they're thinking about. So we try and pair students with someone on their career plan or pathway so that if they've indicated they're interested in education or interested in sciences, we want to put them with someone on that team so that they can help them with those courses and make sure they're on the right track and they're not just guessing for the classes to take.
So they get a lot of support once they enter into this program.
They do, not only from academic advisors, but as college students, as an LCCC student, they can take full advantage of everything that we offer to our traditional students as well. So they can use our tutoring services, they can use our career and employment services office, they can, of course, use our library, our fitness center, so anything academically related, but then also extracurriculars that students can participate in too.
And it's not just for high school students. I remember meeting with a 13-year-old, okay? And he came in, he made an appointment to see me because I used to work here as an academic counselor. And I remember going out to the waiting room and he comes walking up to me and his dad stayed in the waiting room area. And I said, don't you want your dad to come? And he said, no, I got this under control. And all he wanted was a math class. Is what he really wanted. Can you speak to the fact that this is not just for high school juniors and seniors?
Sure. College Credit Plus is open to 7th through 12th graders in the state of Ohio. So students as early as 7th grade, provided they meet college benchmarks or certain program requirements, can participate and take those classes. And that 13-year-old you speak of, those are my favorite kind of young students, the ones that come in and want to take the classes. They are taking the initiative and wanting to meet with the advisor. But sometimes parents might want it a little bit more than their students do. So when the student is taking the initiative and really excited and wanting to take that next step, that those are my favorite appointments.
So sometimes students can feel pushed into this by their parents.
Absolutely. The cost of college can be astronomical. We know this. And of course, you see free college classes and you want to give everything that you can and give your student all the opportunities. And so I think sometimes parents get real excited and just want the best for everything for their students. We like to remind people that CCP is an opportunity. It's not a requirement. And students don't have to start in 7th grade. They don't have to start in 8th grade. They don't even have to start in 9th or 10th grade. They can choose to start their senior year and take a couple classes. They could start in 7th grade and take it all throughout high school. It's just an opportunity that's there for students that allows them to get those extra classes or give them that confidence in taking those college courses.
So being ready to take a college-level course is huge, not just in terms of your ability, but also your readiness for it, right? In terms of, like, is this something that you really want to do?
Absolutely. And we talk about this with our students a lot, that while there are those academic requirements to take the classes, so we're looking at a certain GPA or scores on ACT or SAT tests, there's also that social and emotional maturity. We offer courses on our campus that are open to all types of students. And we don't have specific sections that are just for CCP students. So we have students that are graduating from high school this past year and students that have graduated from high school 20 years ago. And your student, you know, might be expected to do a group project with people they've never worked with before. Some students flourish in that environment and are totally ready for it. And then others, again, that social emotional piece is not there.
Right. I remember meeting with parents that wanted to sign up their kid to Arts 161.
That's my favorite story. So, yes, in our arts, our drawing class, students are expected to draw live nude models. And we have had several complaints from parents that I cannot believe my students being subjected to. Well, We are not going to change the curriculum because there's a College Credit Plus student in the class. And so I like to tell parents that the professors won't know that your student is necessarily a CCP student unless, of course, they're 13 and they look like they're 13. And that might be the giveaway. But these are adult content courses that are geared towards adults. And I'm not saying everyone has to be ready to draw a live nude model, but it is a great example of being ready and can your student handle that situation.
And yet I've also known students that because they took, you know, college level classes, when they do go to like The Ohio State and Toledo or Kent, they feel so ready. It's not such a shock that they're really kind of already very familiar with the college scene and what's expected at the collegiate level.
Yes, they've been part of that college class. They are familiar with the college syllabus. They know how to finish that work on their own and be independent. And then not only is it giving them that confidence, but because of transfer guarantees in the state, those courses are guaranteed to transfer to public institutions as well. And so they're becoming college ready and are college ready. And then they get to use those credits as well in those institutions that go towards their degree.
And that's also another reason why to work with an advisor, so that you can make sure that if you decide that I really want to go to The Ohio State, or if I want to go to Kent State, that you're taking specific classes while you're in the CCP program that will count not only toward your general education requirements, but for that specific major.
Yes, exactly. I like to tell my families that under College Credit Plus, students can take classes like English. They could take classes like welding. Now, if they choose to go to our sister college down the road, Oberlin will probably give them credit for the English class. But the welding, I don't think so, because they don't have something similar in their curriculum. So working with that academic advisor here on our campus, and then also maybe the advisor at the school they intend to go to eventually, is some great advice.
We're going to take a short break, and when we return, we'll talk about the top questions and concerns parents have about starting their child in the CCP program. Does your child struggle with knowing which college major is right for them? I'm Janet Mulpey, and I teach a totally online career exploration and life planning class called SDEV 103 at Lorain County Community College. And if you want more information about completing a degree debt-free, you can reach me, Janet Mulpey, at radiowannabe.com/contact. And we're back with Nadia Leary of the College Credit Plus program. There are, I bet, some frequently asked questions that parents have of you that they can't find on the internet.
So I don't know if it's a question, but this is a topic that comes up a lot with our students and with parents especially. How's my student doing in their class? Did Sally turn in her homework? What's her grade on that last test? So sometimes parents are definitely frustrated. Well, they're just a minor and I want to know what's happening. And we really under federal guidelines can't share that with you. So that's a shocker for parents a lot of times.
What are some important dates that parents should know about?
So first, a statewide date is typically April 1, but typical is not something that we, not a word that we go over very much, you know, it seems like in this past year. So for this year, the state has extended the deadline to May 1.
The deadline for?
Students to indicate their intent to participate in College Credit Plus. And that is something they need to tell their high schools. So they need to let students or their middle school need to let their middle school or high school know that they intend to participate in College Credit Plus by May 1st. It's not a binding requirement. If they decide later on they don't want to participate, it's absolutely fine. But if they miss that deadline, the school can choose to tell them later on, I'm sorry, you can't participate for this whole school year.
For the whole school year.
Yes.
Wow. So that is a very important date. And I would say that anybody listening to this, and if you're at all interested in taking advantage of this, that you should really contact your high school counselor and fill out the forms that you need to do for that.
Yes. The forms are simple. Many schools have them online. It's just an online form that you submit. And again, if you choose not to participate, there's no harm done. But if you miss that deadline, then you won't have the chance necessarily to participate for an entire year.
Okay. So is there any other things that parents need to know before they sign up for this program?
We will. So when students apply, and truly the student needs to be the driving factor. So they are the ones that are going to be taking the course. They should be the ones that are inputting that information on the application. Once students submit that application, they also need to work back with their school to submit either their official high school transcript or a middle school report card if they're still in middle school. And we at LCCC are very flexible with our deadlines for those applications. But we recommend if your student can do all of this before school lets out for summer, the better. Because we work very closely with the school counselors to schedule students for classes. And once summer hits and the counselors are gone, we can't do that anymore. So if everything can be put in place before your student leaves for summer, they can have their fall schedule set and be all registered for the next school year and then have a summer free. Or they could choose to take classes in the summer through College Credit Plus. They can do that as well.
So contact your high school counselor.
ASAP.
And it should be the student.
Yes, it should be the student.
Okay. And then they need to meet with their high school counselor in order to determine what classes they will take as well.
Right. We require students to have that meeting with the counselor so that they are making sure they're not overextending themselves, right? That they're not taking 10 classes at the high school and then trying to take 10 CCP classes. So they work really closely together to make sure everything fits in the schedule. And then that's the counselor's way of letting us know, okay, I've worked with this student and now I'm handing them off to their college advisor. And so then the student would meet with their LCCC advisor to schedule those classes for summer or fall.
And what is the contact information if a parent or student has more questions regarding this?
We have a general CCP email address. If you want to shoot us an email, it's ccp@lorainecc.edu. Or students can also give a call to our school and community partnerships office, 440-366-4012. And we can help you out there as well.
I just want to thank you for the impact that you've had on so many students on this campus, but also in this community. The impact that you personally have had on these students is just amazing. So I hope people will take advantage of this program, but thank you for what you've done. And so thanks so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
If your child is thinking about pursuing a college degree, you owe it to yourself and to them to check out the CCP program. It's a way for students to get free college credits and get experience taking a college-level class while they are in high school. For more information about the CCP program, please look at the show notes below or by calling the Lorain County Community College School and Community Partnership offices at 440-366-4012. That number again is 440-366-4012. You've been listening to the No Loan Zone podcast on RadioWannabe.com. I'm committed to helping you complete a degree, pursue passionate work, and debt-free living. Until next time, I'm Janet Mulpey. Thanks for listening.